will also catch up on that. Srinivas.
Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Srinivas Alit ka? Srinivas Manjidra ni wo?
Nein, Srinivas Alit mama.
Okay, okay. Amit ki na? Okay, baro.
Gela class anta ami samanyatah drishtanumanam yaja discussion karatu.
Okay. So te samanyatah drishta manache kaya manache final no ka? Har tham ka?
Why follow me? Actually,
te dhala. Yesu prakasha tejant kadrina andeha sankara.
Yeah. Shishu Prakash, I'm Marathi Tel Karantakam Nakatama?
Boro Karan.
Marathi Tel Karantakam.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Samanita Drishtam Manasyo Kaseyo Ekle Samanimu General Public Kam Kaya Pataski. So that is why we accept that as an Anumana because the majority of people see that and it is accepted by that people. So that is what we stopped there.
Oh yeah. So Samanita means because majority sees. So is drushtam is drushtam. Samanita drushtam, why we call Samanita drushtam is because for example a Samanita drushtam, the example that they give is how somebody has the capacity to see, then we say okay that person because of his statements, Rupa Jnana hai katta, so somebody has a Rupa Jnana. So then we say, oh, because he has a Rupa Jnana, he has eyes. So, but somebody may argue, oh, Rupa Jnana he may get even if he doesn't have eyes, because he may have it through like whatever thinking capacity or something, he may get a Rupa Jnana. So how can you say eyes? Because eyes, hai ka nai ka, we have not verified. No, it's not like a person is maybe making a conclusion. Even by not being there, like, you know, for example, phone answer, somebody may be talking on the phone, a person says, oh, I have seen a rainbow, it's so beautiful, or something, or he may just say, the rainbow is so beautiful today. He doesn't say, I have seen, he just say, oh, today the rainbow is so beautiful. So, immediately we say, oh, this person is saying this rainbow is beautiful today, so this person must be having capacity to see. But we have not verified or we have not seen whether that person can see or not. But still we make that conclusion because that is the most likely and majority cases that is true. So we say samanyataha drushtam, that means most of the people, they perceive it. Actually here drushtam, samanyata drushtam, in that case the drushtam is not what is seen, but it is what is actually perceived. Like, you know, this subtle difference, not just what is seen, but what the majority perceives or what is perceived by the majority. So that's why it's called samanyata drushtam. So drushtam is actually straight away seen, verified, it's verifiable, it's seen. So drushtam is obvious. Samanyata drushtam is actually, it is not opposite of drushtam, because adrushtam, it's not like that. Because it's not that it is not seen, but it's majority perceive it that way. So that's why the name drushtam and samanyata drushtam, instead of saying drushtam and adrushtam, because it's not just opposite of that, but it's just a different kind of seeing it. Which is actually a perception by the majority. That's why it's called Samanyata Drushtam. So this is the what we saw, Drushtam and Samanyata Drushtam. And that Samanyata Drushtam, because of that, they extend it even, so it's perceived, this is what is perceived. So if it is what is perceived, not really Drushtam, so we can actually extend it maybe in some other cases also. Mansamune, there they give the example of yatha krushivalasya karshanadi pravruttehe dhanyadi phalavatva darshanena yajnadehe svargadi phalanumanam. So it's anumana kasakarataite, manje, just as like, you know, somebody does a cultivation, somebody does like an agriculture, like cultivating land, tilling the land, all that, so whatever is to be done on the land, they make all that effort. So Karshana Adi Pravruti. Karshana means tilling the land, then sowing the seeds and doing everything. So
Mama, तदस्फुट एक लाइन एक अथवा यथा भूतयोर व्याप्ति ग्रहणम तया भूतयोरव लिंग लिंगि अभावे दृष्टम ते सुंत्रिया काय काते
हाँ हाय हाय ते सी दसी दैट इज फॉर द सामान्य दृष्टम ओनली दिस यथा रूपाविज्ञानम चक्षुरादे अथवा यथा भूतयोः व्याप्ति ग्रहणम तथा भूतयोः लिंगलिंगि भावे दृष्टम सो हे पण एक्चुअली इज अनदर एग्जांपल दैट दे गिव जस्ट लाइक यू नो फॉर एग्जांपल दे से चक्षुरादेः ज्ञानम यथा रूपादि ज्ञानम चक्षुरादेः सो रूपादि ज्ञानम चक्षुरादेः कथे कि तसे चे अथवा मनसा मुने अनदर एग्जांपल रूपादि ज्ञानम चक्षुरादेः अथवा आर एल्स यथा भूतयोः व्याप्ति ग्रहणम तथा भूतयोः एव लिंगलिंगि भावे दृष्टम म्हणजे त्याचं काय सांगत आहेत म्हणजे साध्य साधन येते एक पंचभूत असतात लाईक फॉर एक्झाम्पल देतसे एक विंड ब्लो करत आहे अर समथिंग विंड इज ब्लोईंग सो विंड इज ब्लोईंग पंचभूतांचे फ्रॉम दॅट वी से ओके द विंड इज ब्लोईंग हार्ड and the clouds are very high, so the cloud gets blown away. So that is like, you know, somebody draws that conclusion and the person may not even be present there. So somebody tells, okay, there's a high clouds are there, the wind is blowing, so the clouds are going to go disperse away. So there actually you are making a conclusion, so from Vyapti Grahana, so the Linga Lingi Bhava, here Linga is the karana, the cause is actually the wind blowing. And the conclusion, the lingi, what is drawn conclusion from that is if there are high clouds, like, you know, which they get blown away. They just get, you know, if the clouds get blown away. So that is the lingi. So linga lingi bhava. So this is also comes as samanyato drushta, because there you are actually not verifying it by seeing it or something. But you are drawing the anumana or conclusion similar to rupa jnana leading to the presence of eyes, like that, you know, like, you know, one bhuta, that means the wind blowing, then you are concluding the clouds are going to get blown away. So this is actually a kind of samanyato drushtam. They are just giving another example there. Just a different example. Athava yatha bhutayoho vyaptigranam tatha bhutayoho eva lingalingi bhave dushtam. This is also a kind of a samanyato dushtam type.
But the example here is yatha dhuma agni. So basically if there is a dhuma, there is an agni.
Yeah,
without,
so this
without
one...
Without seeing
a...
Okay.
Here actually, that's what actually bhutayoho lingalingi bhava. It can be drushtam or samanyato drushtam. It can be, like for example, the example that I gave, wind and the clouds getting blown away, that becomes a samanyato drushta, which is not verified. But if we take yatha dhumagnyoho, that will again become a drushtam. So it can be lingalingi bhava drushtam. So that can become a drushtam. So in case of a bhutayoho vyapti grahanam, there it can be samanyato drushtam or drushtam. It can be either way, depending on the example that we take.
Okay, so dhumagni can be taken for both. Then.
Dhumagni is drushta, and the one that I said, wind blowing and the clouds getting blown away, that becomes samanyato drushtam.
But here he has followed it up by yata dhumagni. He is also giving dhumagni for samanyato drushtam also, right?
Yeah, see here the sentence samanyato drushtam yatha rupadi jnanam chakshuradehe athava yatha bhutayoho vyapti grahanam tatha bhutayoho eva. Tatte tume pass karenge ante lingalingi bhave drushtam yatha dhumagnyoho. So two parts karenge ante yatha bhutayoho vyapti grahanam tatha bhutayoho eva, that becomes a samanyato drushtam case. Lingalingi bhava drushtam case becomes yatha dhumagnyoho. So dhumagni itself is not samanyato drushta, because there actually dhuma is perceivable, agni is perceivable, both you actually you see it, you can verify it by seeing it. So dhumagni itself is drushtam. because that is actually already they said is a drushtam case.
Okay. So why is he giving at the very end? Most of the times he gives after the definition, he gives the example, right? But here is given after the samanya drushtam. Okay. But you're saying
yeah,
the okay.
Yeah, he's giving a samanya drushtam and actually he's going drushtam again. So actually he gave one drushtam, then two samanya drushtam and going back to drushtam. Because what happens is bhutayoho vyaptigrahanam tata bhutayoho eva can be both drushtam, like in case of dhuma agni, because that's not a bhutas only. Like in a dhuma agni is part of panchabhutatmaka shakti agni is actually bhuta.
Okay.
So that can come both for samanya drushtva and drushtva. That is why he brought back again yatha dhumagnyo.
Okay.
The subtle point is bhutayoho vyaptigrahanam tata bhutayoho eva. That is, he is giving a samanya drushtva as an example, but it is not universal. In some cases, it can become drushta. So lingalingi bhave drushtam yatha dhumagnyo. That's why he is going back to again dhumagni as being drushta. Because we know that dhumagni is drushta. So he is starting with dhumagni drushta. Then he is coming samanyato drushta, which has rupadigan chakshuradehe. Then he is coming, because in this case bhutayoho vyaptigranam tada bhutayoho eva, it can be either samanyato drushta or it can be a drushta like dhumagni case. So that is why he is actually like a train, he is going on both the things, one is giving this, one is giving that, like, you know, so alternating. So that's why he says, vyapya vyapakayoho anya adrushatveyapi tat samanya akara anugamena lingalingibhave samanyato drushtam. And there he actually gives again this samanyato drushta example as a something that is beyond pratyaksha type, where yata krushi varasya kashanadi pravuttehe dhanyadi phalavatva darshanena yajnyadehe svargadi phalanumanam. That is samanyato drushta, because it is only a perception. We cannot verify it, because we don't have svarga, we don't care, we can't see the svarga phala. This is samanyato drushta, it becomes. Because more like our conceptual perception. It is not a verifiable. So it cannot come under drushta. It comes under samanyato drushta. But in samanyato drushta also, it is not like the other rupadi jnanam chakshuradehe, which is actually concerns only to this world. But samanyato drushta can also concern both this world and beyond this world. So that's why he is giving an example. Just as a person who cultivates the land can have the fruits after, you know, a long time, like when he starts the cultivation, he won't have the fruit right away today. He starts working on the land, he will get the fruit after a long time, maybe after 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 40 years, whatever. So after a long time, he gets the fruits. If that is the case, in case of yajna dehe sargadi phala, that can be even much longer time. It may happen after one janma, it may happen after two, three janmas, so we don't know. But a person who cultivates the land eventually gets the fruits. Same way, a person who does yajnadi, he will get the svargadi phala, maybe after a little while or maybe after a long while, whatever, but he will get, definitely he will get. So yajnadehe svargadi phala anumanam. This is a samanyato drushta case. That's why it says prekshavat pravruttitva phalavatva samanya anugamat. Just as the natural conclusion is, when somebody does some effort, the fruits will be accompanied in general.
Okay. So can you explain this prekshavat? Pravittatva, phalatattva, can you break it down and say it?
Sure. So, here, what he is saying is, So Yathagurukrishna Pavate Dhanyavadrishna Ignadeh Surgabhananam. So here he says Prekshavat Pravruttitva Phalavatva Samanya Anugamat. Prekshavat, Preksha means like, you know, Achita Preksha, Achita, like, you know, Preksha, you know, Jnana. Vatu is Vanta, one who has.
Okay.
Prekshavat means Buddhivanta, Jnanavanta, Jnanavanta, Mantlaske.
Okay.
Vatu is Vanta, like Balavat, Balavanta, Balavat, Balavat, like that Preksha, Prekshavat, Preksha is Jnana. So Jnanavat, Jnanavanta, Balavanta, so Jnanavanta, so Buddhivanta, what he does, he says, hey, if I work hard, I will get the fruits. My hard work pays me off. It will pay me. So the Buddhivanta people, they have a Pravruti. That means they engage themselves into action. Pravruti is actually engaging into an action. So prekshavat, prekshavanta, jnanavanta, pavrutitva, engaging himself into action, why, when he does that, so when a wise person engages himself into action, then phalavat, phalavanta, he will get the fruits. He will, phalada, phala will be there. So buddhivanta janaru, pravrutti madidaga, phalavu irudu annava, tiluvalikavaki baratte. They know that. So, this is a natural conclusion. Samanya anugamat.
Okay.
So, in both the cases, in case of cultivating the land or in case of the person, a wise man, engages himself into action, he will eventually reap the fruits.
So, last one though, so, prakshavat, pravichatva, Palavat, then there is a tva is there. How do you take that?
Yeah. Prekshavat pravruttitva phalavatva samanya anugamat. Samanyataha in general, anugamaha conclusion is drawn. How pravruttitva implies phalavatva. Pravruttitva means engaging into act. Tva is gerund, like, you know, in case of performing.
Okay.
So the pravritti becomes the noun form of the pravritti is pravrittitva. So the pravrittitva implies palavatva. Tva means the making it into a noun form. Pravrittitva implies palavatva. That means engaging into action implies reaping the fruits.
Okay.
That is Samanya Anugama. In general, that's how it's, the conclusion is drawn.
Okay.
So, Prekshavantanadavanu Pravruttitvadinda Phalavatva Baruvatte Annuva Samanya Anugama rule. Ide. That's what it is. So, Tase Prekshavatvasalte Prekshavatvasa Prekshavantadalcha Parsanala now understanding haikaye pravrittitva implies phalavatva manache pravrittitva antune phalavatva eta manache samanya anugama means conclusion, drawing the conclusion se hai karta prekshavanta jato te madi karto.
Okay.
So this one a anumana prakara hamsane te category jayate. So anumana prakara ante trivida anumana kaya kaya tamana saane sevti same thing drushta and adru samanya drushta manne divide karune. So how the anumana can lead to this kind of a conclusion mana saangatle.
So mama ek prashna ikkada. So categorization akini karyanumana, karananumana, akarya karananumana almost immediate practical application karta. As a kontri namancha hetu distaka nahi kamanacha thinguna mi bhavuya. We can see what it falls into and what the concludability or conclusiveness of that anumana is. बट हे दृष्ट सामान्यतः दृष्ट त्याची काय प्रॅक्टिकल वाणी ते कशाला ते कॅटेगरायझेशन पद्धती आहे म्हणून मला
ते कसा आलाय म्हणजे ते फर्स्ट थ्री कॅटेगरी फर्स्ट कॅटेगरी म्हणजे त्रिविध अनुमान कार्य अनुमान कारण अनुमान कार्य कारण अनुमान ते तीनांती आम्हाला फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड टू पॅरा वर्ल्ड तुम्हाला स्कोप नाही तेवढेच अप्लिकेबिलिटी इज ओनली लिमिटेड टू दिस वर्ल्ड सो हे दृष्ट सामान्य तो दृष्ट म्हणायचे कॅटेगरीज आणते ते माझी डिवाइड कराल तम्मा सामान्य तो दृष्ट टिंगून टाकूने वी कॅन इवन टॉक अबाउट समथिंग बियॉन्ड दिस वर्ल्ड दॅट इज द काय अप्लिकेबिलिटी दॅट इज द बेनिफिट आर अप्लिकेबिलिटी आर युजफुलनेस दॅट इज द युजफुलनेस
प्रत्यक्ष अगोचर वस्तू ठिंगुनी आम्ही अनुमान करूया म्हणाच का
होय होय प्रत्यक्ष वस्तू ठिंगुने अनुमान विच इज नॉट अवेलेबल फॉर प्रत्यक्ष विषयांपणे अनुमान करूया बिकॉज सामान्य दृष्ट पर्सेप्शन आमचे माइंड आलं याचे सो सामान्य दृष्ट ऍक्च्युली द माइंड प्लेस अ बिगर रोल इन केस ऑफ कार्यानुमान कारणानुमान अकार्य कारणानुमान तीनांती द माइंड इज ऍक्टिंग ओनली फॉर परफॉर्मिंग द अनुमान बट नॉट गोईंग फ्रॉम वन रन टू अनदर रन त्याला काय माइंड काम करते बट दृष्टम सामान्य दृष्टम म्हणजे द माइंड इज ऑल्सो अप्लाइड टू गो फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड टू अनदर वर्ल्ड आर मेकिंग द अनुमान अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड
ओके सो आता इज इट ऑल्सो फेअर टू से कार्यानुमान कारणानुमान ते वाणीच असेल तर त्याला काय ना तेवढं प्राशस्त्य असणार की नाही प्रत्यक्ष असामा नाही तर आगमाच सपोर्ट असामा असा ते अनुमान ऑलमोस्ट इट कॅन बी व्हॅलिड ऑर इनव्हॅलिड म्हणजे काय काय ट्रूथ व्हॅल्यू इज नॉट ऑप्टेनेबल सो कार्यानुमान कारणानुमानाला कार्यानुमान कारणानुमानाच काय उपयोग म्हणजे ना अनुमानाच बरोबर प्रत्यक्ष चिंगून आम्ही सत्यत्वान्वेषण करूया सामान्यत दृष्ट दृष्टानुमान ते दोन टिंगून आम्ही आगम अँड अनुमान कॅन बी पेअर टुगेदर म्हणून अर्थ करून घेऊ
होय वी कॅन डू दॅट मच मोर इझिली म्हण सांगून लेट अस पुट इट दॅट वे बिकॉज हे ऐकिन अज्ञादे हे स्वर्गादि फलानुमान म्हणाचे एक विधान फायल ते कारणानुमानाचे ज्याला स्कोप हाय बिकॉज यज्ञ म्हणा कर्तो म्हणाचे कारणांते आम्हाला काय कार्य होतं म्हणजे स्वर्गादि फल मिळाच कार्य होता म्हणून सांगूया
झालं ते स्वर्गादि फला म्हणाच स्वर्गादि प्राप्ती म्हणाचे फल मिळल तर ते फळाला अनुभव कराचे चेतन कोण असतो की पाणीच असा की नाही
होय ते कसं आहे इट इज नॉट ऍक्च्युली 100% कारण कार्य फॉर एक्झाम्पल ते कारण काता मेघ अंतुने पाऊस पडलास के मनास के तवडे के डायरेक्ट लिंक नाही ते ते करता ते मी सांगलो मे बी एक तुडक ते एक ते मा एक मारी काडी मी या बट तवड बरोबर असते नाही ते ते करता दृष्टानुमान सामान्य तो दृष्ट म्हणून काढायला सामान्य तो दृष्टाला ते काढून आणखी इझियर होत सो आगमाला युज करिंगने अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड जायला हे दृष्टम सामान्य तो दृष्टम हेल्प होत ते अदर डिव्हिजन कार्य कारण अकार्य कारण म्हणायची तेवढे हेल्प करते ते करता हे सेकंड डिव्हिजन यायला येते इनफॅक्ट द सेकंड डिव्हिजन झाल्यानंतर दे विल इव्हन गो फॉर नेक्स्ट सेगमेंट आणते दे विल गो फॉर अनदर डिव्हिजन ऑल्सो ते डिव्हिजन कसा जातात म्हणा जमतात ते फॉर्म पद्धतीने वेन यू गो टू द नेक्स्ट सेगमेंट सो दे विल ऍक्च्युअली पुन्हा द्विविधम म्हणून सांगून जातात ते आय
थिंक इट दॅट मेक्स अ गुड सेगवे सो पुढे जाऊ नका
नाही पुढे जास्त पुढे आणखी काय काय just it's a good point that speaker Nawaz. So basically we are having this karya anumanam karana anumanam then akarya karana anumanam so this dividam the drishtam and samanyata drishtam comes under the akarya karana anumanam alava athava right
పునః ద్వైతం సుమాల తృతీయం యథా రసో రూపస్య ఇది దేర్ దట్ సెగ్మెంట్ స్టాప్స్.
ఓహో.
దెన్ పునః ద్విధం దృష్టం సామాన్య దృష్టం చ ఇది దట్స్ ఇస్ నెక్స్ట్ సెగ్మెంట్.
Oh, this is okay. This is not even coming under any of this. Oh, it's not Karaya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a different division. Yeah, it's a totally different division.
Okay, okay. See, that's the text I am following. It's okay. It's given like that. So then, why it is not given a different number? Then it should be another paragraph, alwa. Why it is given the same paragraph?
To me, anke para punaha divisham. It put it in a next paragraph. That way, it becomes easier. Rasam rupas raso rupasya iti. There, one side paragraph ends. పునః ద్విధం యూ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ పేర్ ఆర్ ఐక స్లాష్ కి కై గారే ఉంటాకన్.
ఓకే ఓకే. సో ద పునః ద్విధం కమ్స్ అండర్ ఫర్ వాట్ విచ్ బ్రాంచ్ ఇస్ పునః ద్విధం?
పునః ద్విధం ఇస్ ఫర్ స్వామ దృష్టం సామాన్య దృష్టం.
ఇల్ల ద పునః ద్విధం ఇస్ అగైన్ ఏ బైఫర్కేషన్ ఐ మీన్ ఇస్ అగైన్ అగైన్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్స్ ఫర్ వాట్
అనుమానం for anumanam, not for any of the akarya karanam or whatever. One, okay, so my division kind of first one is anumanam, divided into three categories, karya anumanam, karana anumanam, akarya karana anumanam.
Okay.
That division stops as raso rupa seti. Punaha dividam, what is punaha dividam? Anumanam is punaha dividam. Anumanam,
okay.
Punaha dividam. That anumanam, dvida anumanam, dushta anumanam, samanya dushta anumanam, anting ati. Dushta,
okay.
Samanya dushtam seti, dushta anumanam, సామాన్య దృష్టానుమానం.
ఓకే, ఆల్ రైట్. సో ఏ ఓకే ఓకే. సో బేసికలీ త్రివిధం అనుమానం. సో ద అనుమానం ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ త్రీ కైండ్స్. ద ఫస్ట్ కైండ్ ఇస్ కార్య అనుమానం, కారణ అనుమానం అండ్ అకార్య కారణ అనుమానం. ద సెకండ్ కైండ్ ఇస్ దిస్ వన్. ఓకే, సో దృష్టం అండ్ సామాన్య దృష్టం. ఓకే, అండ్ థర్డ్ వన్ విల్ బి ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ పారాగ్రాఫ్.
ఓకే,
వేగల వేగల డైమెన్షన్స్ అంత డివిజన్ కరపాయర్ చూడచ్చ.
ఓకే,
ఇండిపెండెంట్ డివిజన్స్
అతన్స్. ఓకే,
అత అగ్గి అసా తగ్గిన మనుష్య లోకాయత మనం కాడింగాంత మనుష్య లోకాంత వేగుల వేగుల రీతి తమ్మి డివైడ్ కరు అక్కిని అత దాద్య లోకాయత బాయక లోకాయత పంట్ర లోకాయత కాళ లోకాయత అంచస్క ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఆయత బేస్ ఆన్ స్కిన్ కలర్ నాయత్ర కేన్స్ అసార్ కేన్స్ బేష్ కేన్స్ అసనార్ లోకాయత
all these three are totally independent of each other, this anumana, three anumana.
Yeah, they're three different. For example, say animals man kaadin galte hain. One way you can say is all the animals can be vertebrates and invertebrates. They're based on the vertebral column, you're saying vertebrates, invertebrates. Based on the habitat, you can say land animals, water animals, and flying, sky animals. So, పారామీటర్స్ దట్ యు ఆర్ యూజింగ్ టు మేక్ ఎ డివిజన్.
యా, సో దట్ మీన్స్ వి కెనాట్ టేక్ దట్ యాస్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ జస్ట్ టు ఇలస్ట్రేట్ దిస్ వై బికాస్ since we are talking about three different ways of anumana, so that is why he is giving three different examples. Leya, I mean,
yeah,
na kshetra prakash me ata phanta amcha dhuma agni cha example ekini te ami konta anta galoya karya anumana anta galoya dhuma pavana ami ahe mana agni pramiti karya anumana ch mala yesa te dhuma agni example ach ami drishtanumanantin bhavya. ఇక్కడ ఇక డిఫరెంట్ లాజిక్ వేగల తర్క కింగు అమి కార్యానుమానం అని సాగిస్తాం. తర్క కాయ అమాన్స హేతు అమి పాత కార్యాలు అమి పాతాము. కార్య ఇస్ ది హేతు, సో కారణ ఇస్ ది సాధ్య. సో తెజమల అమి కార్యానుమానం అని సాగిస్తాం. बट इकड आम्ही पाहिल तर कार्य आमच दोन्ही प्रत्यक्ष वाणी दिसत आहे आमच दिसू या प्रत्यक्ष ग्राह्य की दोन्ही सो वी आर सेइंग इट इज दृष्टानुमान तस की पॅरामीटर फॉर द सेम एक्झाम्पल फॉलिंग इन टू डिफरंट कॅटेगरीज आर नॉट रिलेटेड नीड नॉट बी रिलेटेड
या डेफिनेटली अदरवाइज इट वोंट बी टू डिफरंट कॅटेगरीज ओके So basically that means the Anumana division classification starts from here only then.
So yeah, it's the Anumana Prakara Ahamana. So Anumana Prakara, how many ways the Anumana can be divided?
Okay, so it's just full the Pura Giyo. It's just prep work for understanding the various definitions of Anumana.
So yeah. So it's actually developing all the anumanas. Then the classification of anumanas is coming here.
Okay.
Yeah. So then the ekmad division jala, he ekmad division jala, then it goes into a third type. There it is talking about another one. So punaha dividam manasa. So that punaha dividam actually is coming again. It can be divided again. Punaha dividam. Tatte hi punaha dividam. ते पुनः द्विविधम व्हाट इज द्विविधम अनुमान इज पुनः द्विविधम म्हणून
ओके सो जेव्हा उद्या पाहुणा श्रीकृष्ण येऊन द्या न्यू थिंग नका आणखी कारण निघून जाय गेल निघून टॉपिक आला
इकड पण तरी गेल नाही बरोबर ना इकडे राहत केलते
ओके
श्रीनिवास असताना ही दृष्टानुमान माऊन सामान्यत दृष्टानुमान आहे ना पुरा केल नव्हतो मी ऍक्च्युली ते जस्ट असं दोन विधा आहे म्हणून सांगून तिकडे राहत केलं होतो बट
परवा
पुन्हा करूयात
ओके
तमा उद्या पाहू नका हे तमा
हा उद्या पाहूया मामा हा
ओके 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 बर
श्रीनिवास येऊन नेक्स्ट पार्ट थोडक वाइंडीन आहे ते दोनदा डिवाइड करू ना पुन्हा पाचदा पुन्हा दोनदा दोन मात्र डिवाइड करतात त्याच्यानंतर पाच पाच म्हणून थोडक
त्यांची
लोक असल तर चुकट असेल म्हणून
होय 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 इनफॅक्ट आज आम्ही खबर काढून मराठीत बोलाय उद्या श्रीनिवास येते प्रॉब्ली श्रीनिवास ब्रीफ के फाईव्ह मिनिट्स आणि ते समरी देऊया
होय
होय सो दॅट देन ही कॅन बी ऑन बोर्ड आमचे कसे म्हणाचे आय थिंक प्रॉब्ली ही मे नॉट हॅव दॅट मच क्लॅरिटी असला असणार त्यांना सो ते पाहिजे ते उद्या ब्रीफ एक फाईव्ह मिनिट्स त्यांना सांगून टाकल ते हेल्प कराल त्यांना आणि बर
ओके ओके एकच एक लास्ट एकच एक क्वेश्चन येईन कसं म्हणता it is going on lines parallel to tattva sankhya nama enumeration mari sai tar guru ki digi ye aspect si buru enumerate karas mari mala vadta
oh actually amal kotte gelte pani this enumeration becomes a kind of a one of the things tattva sankhya nante enumeration hai but actually kotte jalte at brahmasutra ane te ek mari enumeration se dev karas activity se ka enumeration karas jata So that enumeration is different types of enumeration. We cannot really get away from the enumeration, basically.
Okay. Okay.
Different ways on the type of enumeration. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. But, tamma udhe paavunaka?
Ah, baro.
Okay.